family's history.
No, anything.
Radio.
No. And when she finally went, you won't believe this. This
no,
is
no.
Absolutely
the doctor
true.
Is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate the folks that were on Blog Talk and worked with us.
Go get it done. You'll have peace of mind.
And we're going right back. 518, you're back. Thank you for bearing with
hey,
us.
Hey, I'm back.
Oh, we're good now. Turn it up. Now you got to pump it up.
Okay, now.
Hey,
what's she didn't hear anything we said, though.
Yeah, Bill, I got to reiterate what
yeah,
I said while
right, yep.
you guys were not on the air with us. But here's the thing. I deal with potential. That's my area of perception. And the thing is, when you only get one reading, like way over here, and you don't keep coming back, other people's choices can impact your own life. So at the time I read for you, I thought you
well,
getting...
this was like 2 days ago or 3 days ago, actually. I had to think about it. It was just a couple days ago.
A couple days when it comes to for job interviews because there's so many factors involved.
It's like gambling, and I prefer
okay,
not
so,
for gambling.
Okay, well, anyway, this is your time. What would you like to know?
I'm sorry to say this, but you're not really psychic.
Nobody said she was psychic. No, intuitive card reading. You can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and look at it. Remember, basically, when you ask a question, it's almost like freezing time. She takes a Polaroid snapshot, and right now, that's what she sees. And that's why she teaches people to do this. If you keep doing the cards, that could change because you got people doing interviews and not doing interviews.
Yeah, if you're doing
they got different hierarchy on their end. Things dynamically can change a little bit. You could call back the next show, whatever, and things just change.
Let her have her opinion. It's okay.
Oh, she already hung up.
Yeah, she said I'm not psychic and...
Well, you never said you were.
Well, the show is Psychic Love Doctor.
Okay.
Which, by the way, we are going
yeah.
to move away from that.
You explained why you named that. Because of the history of AOL, it helped you get into the internet spotlight. Because you never were, right?
People sometimes are like this when they don't get what they wanted, and so I guess she felt compelled.
You know
to
what?
Call
She's
back.
Welcome to call a California psychic and spend $6 for the first couple minutes and then $16.99 the first minute and still not get her shit. Because you know what? There's only so much. She can show you potential. Like I say, I always said when you call in and ask for something, she's like taking this intuitive snapshot. Right then at that moment, that's the way things look. Things change. The second you hang up, things could change.
Like this is good for those that are going to learn this method. Let's say you've got a date set up with a guy. You met at a party, let's say. And he said, hey, you want to go out to dinner next week? And you see, or I tell you in the card, ooh, this looks really good. For the two of you, you're going to hit it off. You're a great match. But you could go out with him and let's say his own perception of you changes. And it happens a lot. And he'll say, hey, I'll call you. But then he doesn't. And I bet you too. And the thing is, people change. All right. And the fact that... it's hard to explain, but I hope you get it.
And you know, and people are here. They're pretty happy. I mean,
yeah, but it's okay. I'm not going to appeal to everybody.
Well, and guess what? I can tell you one thing. If he didn't get the job, it's not our fault. Even though the cards met at the time you called me, it looked like you were going to get it. You can't say, I didn't get it because of them. Well, it's not because we don't know why it is. You could have stayed around and asked, but no, you're pissed off. So that's fine. You can get pissed off. It's a free country. better to be pissed off than pissed on. But
I
it's a free
teach
country.
In the class, let people go with whatever opinion they may have. You're not going to be able to argue with them. To, you know, if and we've had people, oh, who else was it that called up?
Oh, there's been a couple.
Yelled at me. And
first of all, hey, here's the biggest one. Here's my biggest first of all.
Yeah.
This is a show that gives free readings. So guess what? You only get a couple minutes. Yeah. It is what it is. I think you got your money's worth, first of all, which is zero. Now, if you would have maybe arranged for a private reading, you would have had a full 30 minutes. You guys could have, maybe she would have kept doing the cards with different angles. And that eventually, she may have told you some other speed bumps along the way, but she gave you one. She gave you one layout, and that's what she saw. If you get a free reading, that's all you're getting. When you arrange for a private reading, you're getting as many layouts as you want for that block of time.
And here's
so you got the best you could do with one layout.
Here's
that's
my
it.
Badge
that's
of
it.
Honor is in the year I started with AOL when I actually started doing this online in 1995. And in all that time through now, I've had to give three refunds that were requested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three. Yeah.
It's like I say, please, folks, anybody on this planet, when you call in for your free reading, you're getting one single layout. Take that with a grain of salt.
And I think she was disappointed. She didn't get the job.
So it's your fault, of course.
I think she
of course
was
it is.
She was a contender.
It has to be your fault.
But I think they jerked her around a little bit and shouldn't have.
But it's not, you know what? You know whose fault it isn't? Like I said, nobody at these tables. None. And you got a free reading. Like I said, you just did one layout. That's all you're going to get for one. That's like going to a doctor and saying, I want to know if I have this serious problem. Well, tell me what you got. All right. And then I don't think you have it. Well, you didn't get tests done. Yeah. You didn't spend a lot of time with the person. You got a free reading.
Yeah.
You
but
get what you
still,
get.
I know, Rachel. You're right. She says it wasn't my responsibility. I get it. I just feel bad because I think she really wanted that job.
Well, of course
and
she
Rachel,
did. You know
you
what?
Have great insight. She was saying all along, she said that she wouldn't have liked that job. But this, yeah.
Isn't that Rolling Stones that you can't always get what you want? Wasn't that Mick Jagger? You can't always get what you want, right? But you try hard.
But you what?
Isn't that you try
to get what you need.
Get what you need. Yeah, you can't always get what you want. And when you ask, even if you'd have paid for reading, if you went to the California, I'm a rich person, psychics, shit doesn't pan out, it's not anybody's fault. It isn't. Life is a bitch, right? Life is hard. And John Wayne said life is even harder when you're stupid. So don't be stupid. You know?
Yeah, but they say ignorance is bliss.
Well, right. It's bliss until something bad happens, and then you want to blame everybody around you because it can't be my fault because I'm stupid. It's got to be everybody's fault. Oh, they made the coffee too hot. That's not my fault because I'm a dumbass who spilled coffee on myself. I must sue the people that had the coffee. Oh, I decided to put crazy glue in my anus because they didn't say it's only I should not use it for oral use.
That?
I'm just saying. Look at all the products you buy, and they say don't do these things. That's because some dumbass did it and sued them. Or tried to sue them, at least. You know, I buy this product. It's industrial. And they say, don't eat it. Why did they eat it? Because some dipshit somewhere tried to eat axle grease. I said, what are you doing? We have to put these disclaimers to perfect. You know what? We got to let Darwin do its thing. Let Darwin do its thing. All right, let's take callers. We have callers.
Do we still?
We do. We're going to area code. I think it's Illinois. Area code 618. That's not Chi-Town necessarily, but it's Illinois. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hi, Deb. Hi, Jimbo.
Hi.
Welcome in. Thank you for waiting a long time,
oh,
and thank
God,
you for
yes.
coming back after we had to re-rack the show. We appreciate that.
And this is, who is this?
Amy.
On Facebook, Amy. Yay.
Yes, she's right here. Again, God bless you, dear, for surviving that heart attack.
Thank you. Yes. I'm tired of waiting for the simulator, but at least I know I'm safe for now.
That's what matters. That's what matters. Yes, exactly. For now.
You've got to take good care of yourself.
Yes, we're glad that you're amongst the living so we can talk tonight. Yeah, and you were very patient.
What's on your mind, honey?
Just wondering what's coming for me in love.
Oh, love. It's the love doctor with the love.
You got to check in now. I don't remember all their names. But the guy with the car, they did.
Yeah, well, but they still haven't separated their assets. But they are divorced.
Okay.
But he still is in this mind frame, oh, I'm never going to be with anyone. I'm never going to move on. I'm going to be alone forever. So I quit talking to him.
And then there was Mike long ago.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to Mike. He texted me while I was in the hospital. Hasn't texted me
since. Okay. And I mean, you've had a full dance card. I just don't remember them all.
She's a busy girl.
Yeah.
That's it.
So is there somebody you're interested in?
Yeah, do you have a preference or somebody on the horizon?
Of course. With Derek, but Derek has played me up and down, so like I haven't talked to him, I haven't been around him. Is he still in my energy? Probably.
Let me check for you.
What are you checking on?
See if Derek.
Oh, Derek. Okay. She threw so many names out, I didn't know what you were checking on. It's right, Derek, but she probably wants the general spread, but you always do that anyway. But this is one single reading, folks. It's one single reading. Remember, this isn't 10 of them. All the haters out there.
No,
get all freaked out, folks.
I've met with Amy.
Oh, yeah. She's
in fact, the coincidences are crazy.
You guys are a long time.
We were both in the Army, and we both had the same MOS.
Oh, you're in the Army now.
But there was a bunch of years between our time.
And
Army,
I paid for many privates, too, so.
You're not rich, you son of a bitch.
I recommend doing her private readings.
I dream about the Army all the time.
Really?
That I'm back on active duty. Do you?
I dream about
Yeah.
too.
I'm in uniform again and back in training.
I've had Navy dreams a lot.
Do you?
I had them where I was back in somehow. It didn't make any sense to me that I was back in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, regarding Derek, best you stay away. Mm. And here's why I say that.
Okay.
Because he's either drinking a lot or he's using something, but
he's drinking a lot, I think.
Okay. He's got a lot of trouble around him, and it would spread to you. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, you can love him, but love him from a distance for now.
Make it not reality, a little fantasy thing. It's okay to have fantasies that never come true.
Well, and I always leave a door open that down the road he could mature and change.
See, I'm intuitive too because I've been feeling the same way.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're not 12, so there's not that many years left in their lives for him to change, is there?
Hey, I'm 41 now, mister.
Yeah, so.
You're 41, but you're not 21. And if somebody, and is this guy about the same age?
He's a year younger.
Okay, so he's 40.
So, yeah, he's 40.
He's got issues like that. It seems like the older
they are,
the
more issues.
It takes an epiphany of some sort. And what that could be is him shacking up, say, with another woman, but they're married or whatever, and he starts thinking of Amy.
Oh, okay, so that's what you want. You want to be second choice.
Oh, don't start. I'm trying to give her
a you're trying to be positive.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My name is Jim Reality. Life sucks, and here's the deal.
I know, I'm here, and
back
to
Deb. Back to Deb, I'm sorry.
And I don't want to live either.
One of my favorite personal sayings is
my unicorns in the stables.
Nothing gives a heart 20/20 vision quite like being in the arms of the wrong person.
Exactly.
You know? And I think he's going to find out.
What?
What?
Did you just say a cousin?
Yeah, you heard me right.
He is a cousin. Brown. Hillbilly.
Because he stuck up for his cousin while I was in the hospital.
That's West Virginia, folks. Yeehaw.
Yeah, not Illinois, but it happens in Illinois, too.
Oh, boy. If you can't keep it in your family, keep it in the family, folks. There you go.
Well, there's actually three others here for you.
There we go.
That you're going to encounter. Yeah. There's two that are quite a distance. Maybe these are somebody you'd meet on, say, Facebook or the internet somewhere, because they're not in your vicinity. They're at a distance.
Okay.
And they're, I want to tell you, one of them is a jack of hearts. If you have to pick between him and a different one, well, we'll have to wait till they come into your life because I don't think you know them yet.
One is in the military.
One is in the military?
Yeah, one that's been texting me on Facebook.
That one is interested in you. The other one is kind of a player. He's just looking for whatever.
Looking for nub.
Nub. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Oh, Eddie Murphy doing Buckwheat's Greatest Hits, looking for nub and all the wrong bases. I love that. Eddie Murphy doing Buckwheat's Greatest Hits.
And then there's another one that really wants to get involved with you. So just for a quickie reading, you've got three here, and Derek is, we aren't going to write him off yet because he does have a true heart towards you. But he's got a lot of baggage.
You have to weigh the risk reward.
Yeah, and I think do you remember when Veronica was on the show with us? She'd say, always want your turkey to be cooked, and he's not cooked.
Yep. Or maybe he's overdone. And once you overcook something, you can never get it back.
What did you say you kind of cut up there?
I don't think that he's far from it.
She thinks he's close to being
cooked. I think he is close to, but not right this minute. I think
it'll be like December, January.
I'm leaning more toward January. But what's meant to be is going to be.
Well, that's, isn't that a song?
I don't know if it is.
It's meant to be. Like a couple of years ago that came out.
Catherine would know if she was here.
Catherine is not here.
Yeah, she's getting cupcaking ready.
Is she? Okay, I believe you.
All right, well, I think we have a rebel.
Don't you have a birthday coming up, Dev, or did you just have one?
I'm sorry, what?
Don't you have a birthday coming up, or did you just have one?
No,
I have one in January.
Sort of kind of.
Oh, okay. Mine's in October. I thought we had close to the same birthday.
Her sister and my mom was a couple days ago.
I wish we were closer because everything else seems to match up, at least for our history.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I feel a strong kindred spirit with you and always have. Well, wonderful. And when I was in Texas that time, we did a private reading. I do remember that. And it was a lot of, I enjoyed it very much. Okay, so we got you a rebel card.
Yeah! All right, the rebel card subject is, don't believe every shitty thought that you have.
Don't what?
Don't believe every shitty thought.
I thought you said leave. Don't leave. Don't believe.
Don't believe every shitty thought you have. Thoughts can be sneaky, lying bastards.
They can.
Sometimes we get those doubts and different things in our mind, and it's hard to sort through what is real and what is
not. It is.
Because we can be our own worst. Typically, most humans are their own worst enemy. Sometimes it's self-doubt. Sometimes our standards are too high. It's whatever it is. Sometimes we are typically our own worst enemy.
Well, we are
succeeding in life.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's philosophy 101.
Well, hon,
thank you.
A great weekend. All right.
Thank you for holding and thank you for being with us. We really appreciate
it. We love having you all with
us. Yes, indeed.
Yes,
thank you.
And we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. So take
care. Go to the doctor next week to find out.
All right. Well.
Well, good.
And get ready for snow.
Oh, yeah, they are. She is a bit further north than we are, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, folks.
Take care.
We are almost hitting our 90-minute mark, so what do we got to do? I'll tell you what we got to do.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart.